You are listening to The Magnetic Podcast with Milana Saranac, corporate lawyer turned six-figure online entrepreneur. Here, we talk all things soulful sales, launch strategies, mindset hacks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of building a magnetic online business that unlocks a life of freedom you don't need an escape from. Welcome to the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I am so excited that you're tuning into this episode because it's going to, let me be blunt, absolutely change the game for you when it comes to time, when it comes to productivity, when it comes to all things getting shit done in your business. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to listen to it. But before you do, I really just want to take one moment to let you know and remind you that the Magnetic Mastermind is open for waitlist applications. We are taking applications for a waitlist right now, and the waitlist is so special because there is already so much interest in this mastermind. Looks like spots are definitely going to be filled up, and I am offering some incredible bonuses for December. So if you're listening to this in real time and it is December, know that you can snag some incredible bonuses right now if you apply before December 31. So if you haven't applied yet, go to the link in my show notes and fill out that application and submit it. Don't worry, we will reach out to you if you are a good fit, and we will also reach out to you if you're not. So you absolutely have nothing to lose and everything to gain by applying. An application is really just an expression of interest, so it's nothing to be afraid of. I'd love to hear from you and just see if this is something that is really for you. So in the meantime, here is today's episode. I am so excited for you to listen to it. Grab a notepad, grab a pen, make a cup of coffee. This is so good. You will want to take notes, I promise, and you will want to implement this as soon as you listen to it. Enjoy, and I will speak to you later. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am freaking excited for what we're talking about today. This has honestly been one of the most requested episodes, and something I get a DM about pretty much daily, if not like multiple times a day. I kid you not. And so I've been gathering information because I wanted to really give you everything that I do, and so that I can really distill it in a way that makes sense and that's actionable and practical. And to be totally honest, it even took me a moment to really think about, okay, what are the micro things that I do? How do I manage my week? So if you didn't read the title, what we're talking about today is productivity. How to be productive, how to get more done in less time. I'm going to talk about my work routine, my schedule, my time management, and just basically all the hacks and tricks that I've been really learning and distilling over the last year and a half in business that allows me to work 4-hour workdays, 4 days a week. This sounds like some Tim Ferriss shit, right? You're like, oh, the 4-hour work week. And it's not quite the 4-hour work week. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't work 4 hours a week, but I work very little compared to how much I used to work in my corporate job, which was 12 hours a freaking day. And this is the thing that I'm going to really show you and reveal to you. You don't need to work more. You just need to work efficiently to get the things done that you need to get done. Now, I feel like before I dive into this episode and talk about all of this, I should make a big disclaimer so no one thinks that building a business can be done on just an hour or two a week. It can't. I mean, it can. It's just going to take you a long freaking time. So the amount of time you put in is the output that you get. But of course, when I'm talking about the time that you put in, I mean efficient time. And for me, I choose to create a business and a lifestyle where the efficient time that I put in is 4 hours a day. Now, I probably spend more than 4 hours on business stuff, thinking about it and doing like some in-between things, but it's 4 hours of efficient, targeted, deep work. And I'm going to talk about what that means. But really, I structure my days and my weeks so that I am super hyper focused in business and I get in and I get out. And I want to just tell you that it, of course, wasn't like this in the beginning. In the beginning, not only did I not work efficiently, but I had massive struggles with productivity. So going actually back to when I started my business, I was a brand new mom. Like my son was just born. And so some of the things that I'm sharing now weren't obviously things that I was doing back then because hello, any mom to a newborn knows what it's like. And you know, my son was on like a 2-3 hour cycle. So he would sleep for a couple of hours and then he'd be up feeding and I'd be freaking exhausted in between. But I was trying to build a business any chance I got. And I remember working all the time. And I didn't hate it. I freaking loved it. It didn't feel like work because that was what I wanted. That was my dream. I was doing the thing that I wanted to be doing. But I was constantly focused on my business. I was constantly doing something for my business. And even though some of those tasks in the beginning were not the right tasks, that now I can look back and go, oh my gosh, why did you spend so long choosing branding colors when that's not freaking important? But that's an episode for another time. I was doing a lot and it was really just every waking moment. Like when he would be down for a nap, I would be doing stuff. When I was in the park taking him for a walk, I'd be doing stuff. If he was napping, just any chance that I got at night after cooking dinner, putting everyone down to bed, I was there at my dining table working. And that was what was required of me. And I was more than happy to do it. And my business is in a bit of a different position now where I don't have to hustle as hard, but I've also learned how to be so much more productive and how to really systemize and how to get so much done in such a short amount of time. I wish that I knew this before and that I implemented this before, because if I did, I feel like I would be so much further ahead in my business. Not only that, but I would just have really had so much more free time than what I did, because I was not just focusing on the wrong stuff. I was just running around in circles and spending a lot of time working very inefficiently. So my goal is to kind of give you some super efficient and super actionable things that you can do to become more efficient when you are working and to become productive, to manage your time better, and to essentially work less. So basically, the thing that you need to understand is that when you are starting a business, there is usually limiting beliefs that are working overtime to stop you. And one of my main limiting beliefs was I have to work more to earn more. This really was one born out of corporate and born out of like the society that teaches us that output equals input. So like whatever you input quantity wise is what you get output. And it doesn't really talk about quality. It just talks about quantity. So it's like 10 hours equals $1,000. And you're like, okay, that's what I need to do. Your productivity is measured on all the output. How many hours were you in the office? How many emails did you send? How many instant messages did you reply to? How many meetings did you attend? And with that mentality, I really came into business thinking that's the same thing that I need to do. I need to be constantly working. I need to constantly be doing more in order to get certain results. And that's just not the case. Now, that does not mean you don't need to work at all. And it doesn't mean that you can just kind of like wait for things to drop from the sky, but it does mean that there is an efficient way to do it. And I'm going to be honest, I think that over 90%, and yes, this is a made up statistic, but I'm going to go with it. I think over 90% of us are working ultra inefficiently. And that is the cause of our suffering. And that is the cause of why we're not getting things done. And it's a cause of why we're so frustrated. And we keep saying we don't have the time when we really do have the time. We're just not using the time that we have. And just generally, as a society, we've kind of accepted this notion of getting really quick wins, quick returns, like something you can point to and you're like, that is the result of my work. And what this causes, this constant chase for these quick wins, it causes us to focus on the wrong things and work super inefficiently because we're constantly focusing on shallow tasks. So shallow tasks is actually a concept that I got from the book Deep Work. It's by Cal Newport. I highly recommend it. I will link to it in the show notes because I think it's incredible. But what he really talks about is what we're being conditioned for as a society is to really focus on shallow work, which is quick satisfaction work. And as a CEO, if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow to the six-figure and the multiple six-figure mark and even the seven-figure mark especially, then you need to focus on the deep work. If you want to leave a legacy, if you want to produce something that's incredible and lasting, you need to focus on the deep work. Shallow work is not going to cut it. And shallow work is those quick things like quickly replying to emails, quickly putting together some PDFs, quickly slapping together websites or whatever it is, you know, sending some DMs. That's all quick, shallow work. And the deep work is that stuff that is super cognitively demanding. That's the stuff that really takes you time to sit down and process and that you can't do if you're distracted. Like you need to be in a distraction-free zone. And the more time that you spend doing deep work, the more efficient you are going to be, the better your output will be and the better your results. So how do we work deeply? Well, the first thing to kind of know about working deeply is that it really requires training your attention muscles because when you're working deeply, it's cognitively demanding work and the attention span is going to be really tested. Your attention span will be tested, which means that you're going to constantly have little thoughts popping up in your head of like, oh, I'll just stop. I'll just grab a drink of water. Oh, I'll just go and put out the washing and oh, I'll just run that errand. Oh, I just need a snack and I'm feeling a bit hungry and oh, I should probably take a shower and a billion things start to pop in your head to really distract you. And so the first thing that you really have to do is to train those attention muscles to make sure that you stay focused. And the second thing is that you're gonna really have to start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. So I'm gonna share with you some practical strategies of what you can do, but none of that's gonna matter if you don't train those mental muscles, the mental muscles that give you those little thoughts that say, oh, just do this and do that. It really requires you to train yourself to be efficient and mentally resilient. So let's kick it off. Let me give you the strategies and the tips. I have, let me see, 6 tips here for you on how you can really get more time back and how you can be more productive in your work. So the first tip and the first thing that I do is that I make sure to set aside deep work time every single day. And by deep work time, I mean distraction-free, in the zone time when I am exclusively working on deep, important, cognitively demanding tasks in my business. So that is not checking my emails. That is not like replying to Instagram DMs as a chit chat. It's cognitively demanding stuff. Maybe it's creating materials for my courses. Maybe it is creating some content. Maybe it's writing email sequences. Anything that's more cognitively demanding. Maybe it's recording this podcast. So I usually try to schedule 2 2-hour blocks of distraction-free time. If I can, I don't always get that much. Sometimes I get about 3 hours and that's fine. It doesn't matter. The way this time works though, is that I make a list of what I'm doing during this time. And when I sit down, I sit down. I have my water with me. I have my coffee. I have all the things. I've taken my toilet break. I've done all the things. I've set myself up. My workspace is clear so I can really focus and get the most out of this. Versus sitting down and being like, okay, let me just grab my water and okay, now let me just make my coffee in. Before you know it, it's been 30 minutes. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I do is I implement an end of day deadline. And this comes with a shutdown ritual. So this concept is going to totally change how you work. It's going to totally change your life. I love it so much. You give yourself a mental deadline of I will finish work by this time. And whatever that time is for you, for me, it's 5 p.m. I will finish work by 5 p.m. And in order for my brain to shut down and actually stick to the deadline, there is a shutdown ritual. So what happens with this shutdown ritual is that when that deadline approaches, I know my shutdown ritual takes about 30 minutes. So I have a timer goal for the shutdown ritual. And then I go through things to close off the day. I might do like a brain dump of things that need to be done for the next day. Maybe I'll put them in my Asana or whatever it is. Maybe I'll check my inbox if I need to make sure everything for the day has been cleared out. I'll usually check my Voxer to communicate with clients and kind of reply to the last messages with them. I'll usually review my calendar for the next day, see what's on the agenda, and I'll usually make a list of the things that need to be done for the next day. And when that shutdown is done, I have like a little word trigger that tells me, okay, brain, you can shut off from work. And what I say is mischief managed. But you can say whatever you want. You don't need to say that. You can say like day done or task complete or whatever it is. I love saying that. It's fun and it reminds me of how much I love my Harry Potter. So that is the second thing that I do. And what happens at that point is my brain accepts the shutdown. It goes, okay, it's not going to keep running in the background, trying to process the things that haven't been done and deal with like, oh my God, what if there's an email that you haven't read and shit, you haven't replied to clients. It's actually ready to shut down and it feels safe to shut down and to let go of work until the next day. And I find that helps so, so, so much. So I love that. The third thing that I do is that I don't do emails. So this should be what I don't do. One of the things that I made a rule for myself very early on in my business, and I've pretty much stuck to it really regularly until today, is that I don't do emails. This means that my email inbox is not managed. It's not monitored. If you email me, you may or may not get a response. I don't live in my emails. I don't check them regularly, nothing like that. And this is, of course, with the exception of the support email for my clients and my customers, my students, but there is a separate email that is monitored by someone on my team for those queries. So anyone needing support, of course, we want them to get support ASAP. And so I outsource that to a team member that can manage that email inbox and make sure to reply to people that are emailing quickly. But my general email, not so much. And the reason why is because it's not important. My emails don't make me money. My emails are not where I want to spend my day in. I want to spend my day in cognitively demanding tasks. And my emails are not needle moving tasks. So I just don't check my emails. And ever since I made that mental rule for myself and kind of adopted that belief, I have to be honest, I don't get a ton of emails. People don't email me that much. And it's probably just because my subconscious and my energy is aligned with I don't do emails. So to anyone that's ever tried to email me, it's, you know, pretty difficult to get a response from me, as I'm sure you know. But in addition to emails, I'd say like also messages, I don't check until I'm ready to respond to them. And this is kind of another thing that I do, is that I don't open things randomly and then just close them, you know, for another time to respond. I find that really creates a lot of frustration and it creates these open loops in my brain where I keep constantly coming back to it because I can't close it. So this is like when you read an email, but you can't respond in the moment, and then you're thinking about it all day and knowing you're going to get to your computer and respond, you know, at nighttime or whatever it is. So I try and avoid that as much as possible. I just don't even go near my emails, my messages, my DMs until I'm ready to respond in that very moment. And especially with messages, like my friends know, if any of my friends are listening, I love you so much, but they know it's not easy to get in touch with me because I'm just not that person that's going to respond back to you in 10 seconds. I have my allocated times when I'm on my phone and I don't want to live my life on my phone. So I simply don't check my phone all day, every day. All notifications are always switched off. I don't have a single notification switched on for my phone. And this includes my Voxer for my clients. There is no notifications. And I just don't understand why coaches would want to have notifications coming in from clients 24/7. That's super inefficient, super distracting. And I just don't want to run my business like that. So with all my clients, I always communicate to them the boundaries and expectations around communication, which is that I'm going to be in my Voxer one time a day to pay full attention to your messages and to respond cognitively and intelligently. And I dedicate a certain amount of time every day where I go into my Voxer, I sit down, I listen to my client messages and I respond to them. And then that's it. I don't check them until the next day. And lo and behold, my clients know that and they work with that and it's fine. It doesn't cause any issues. And in fact, I think it's so much better because there is no codependence, where I've seen some coaches have clients message them like 80 times a day, asking them tiniest minusculest questions, and they're not exercising self-responsibility and they're not making decisions themselves. But again, another topic for another podcast. For number three, I think the important thing is that notifications are switched off. I don't do emails. I don't do messages. All of those things are things that distract me from deep work. Number four is that I segregate my time. And what this means is that I really, really make sure that I schedule in focus time and distraction time. So instead of waiting for time to do work and time to focus, the way that I schedule it now, and this I got from Cal Newport as well, is that I schedule in distraction time. So what this means is that all time is deep work time unless scheduled otherwise. And basically what I kind of try and do is I only check my phone 3 times a day for an hour a day. This includes DMs, messages, Instagram, all the things. This stops me from mindlessly scrolling. It stops me from like going down the rabbit hole of ending up on my aunt's cousin's best friend's sister's boyfriend's page and stalking some event that they all went to. I just make sure that I put those barriers in place so I don't do that, because let's be honest, I probably would if I didn't have the barriers in place. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I definitely end up down an Instagram rabbit hole sometimes and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? But the less I do that, the more focused I am, the better results I get, the happier I am. So the fifth thing that I do is that I schedule my day in its entirety. And every single day, day by day, week by week, there is a scheduling happening. And in this scheduling, what happens is that I am super, super focused around making sure my time is being protected. So what this means is this: I'm basically allocating hours in my day ahead of time for things that I'm going to do. And I use a very specific method to do this. I call it my potency planning method. And it's actually something that I teach my clients. And and it's a way for me to allocate tasks ahead of time so I always know what I'm doing and I'm always being the most efficient and focusing on the most efficient tasks. And the biggest deal for me out of this practice is that it allows me to practice treating my time with respect, because so many of us really, really mistreat time. We take it for granted and we spend so much time mindlessly being distracted by devices and social media and TV and all these things that aren't making us happy. They're just not. Like, we are so much happier as human beings when we can do the deeply satisfying things, the hard things, versus the quick wins, the mindless tasks, the binging a show that's going to make you feel good for a day, but you're going to forget about it in a week. Yeah, there's a time and place for that, but very little in my own life. Very, very little. I would say I watch less than an hour of TV a day, if that much sometimes. And it's made me a better business owner, a better mum, a better wife, a better friend. I much prefer to meet up with my friends in person than text back and forth. In fact, I never text back and forth unless we're planning a meetup or like exchanging 2-3 messages. That's just how I want to live my life. I want to live my life with real meaningful friendships, real meaningful businesses, real meaningful connections. So the sixth thing that I do is clearly communicate boundaries. I kind of mentioned this one earlier, but I want to go a little bit deeper and kind of tell you what this means in the big picture, because it's not just boundaries with clients that I communicate. Of course, with clients, I communicate boundaries in the beginning of our contracts and very clearly set expectations. And let me tell you, it's the best thing in the world, because when you set expectations and when you communicate boundaries, everyone is happy. No one complains because everyone understands. We only cause problems when we don't have boundaries in place. The other ways I communicate boundaries is, I remember early in my business when I was just starting out my business and I really wanted to work deeply and do all this stuff, but I couldn't because people would just assume that because I was working from home, I wasn't really working. And they'd be like, oh, can I pop over for a coffee? Do you mind going and grabbing this for me? Do you want to come around? And all the things. And my mom especially, she would just assume that I'm not really working. There's this misconception around when you're working from home that you're not doing anything. That's of course not true. But here's the catch. It's not on them to understand it. It's actually on you to communicate it. Once I started communicating to my friends and family that, hey, these are my work days, you know, I'd be like, Monday to Thursday are my work days. And I'm available for this period, like maybe it's 12 to 1 for a lunchtime or whatever it is. But outside of that, I'm working, I'm on client calls, I'm doing deep work, whatever it is. I actually started getting more done because people started respecting that. And it was never on them to understand it. It was always on me to communicate it. So if you're feeling frustrated about people not respecting your boundaries, I would ask you to really consider, have you communicated them clearly? Have you made a very clear effort to communicate them? And sometimes it might be more than once. You have to restate those boundaries and say like, hey, these are my work hours. It really requires you to become okay with not being available, because working from home, working for yourself is super, super tempting to just like schedule in a million things throughout the day. And of course you can, you have the flexibility of your time. I do. But at the same time, I'm so passionate about what I do and I'm committed to my work. I'm committed to my clients. I'm committed to my business. This is more than just a side hobby for me. This is my legacy, the thing that I want to do for the rest of my life. And so I make the time for it. You will make the time for things that are important to you. That means that I produce more value, which is more satisfying, and it really enriches my life. So in conclusion, I really hope that you have taken away a few things from this. I hope you've taken away that this is a more satisfying way to live. And maybe to you, it sounds rigorous and you're like, you know, I just want to do things spontaneously. But honestly, my favorite saying is, discipline equals freedom. When you can be disciplined with your time, when you can be disciplined with your routines, when you can be disciplined with your work, you will have so much more freedom because it gives you back the time. Before being disciplined, I would waste so much time and I would get to the end of the day and I'd feel so shit and so mad at myself for not doing anything, for not producing any results, for really just wasting away the day. And now when I've implemented discipline, I feel so much better and I'm so much more satisfied with my work, my business, my life, and everything. It will also give you more time for your hobbies, for your activities. It's going to give you more time with your friends, your family. It's just a way to literally give yourself more time. And yes, you're going to be working harder, like mentally harder, but that's what we're meant for. That's what we're meant to do. We are meant to work hard. We're meant to really exercise our brains and push ourselves. We're not meant for shallow lives. We're meant for deep, rich, extraordinary lives. And this is part of my mission, to teach people to never settle for mediocre. And it's one of the things that I always say on the Magnetic Podcast. You are not meant to settle. You are not here to live a mediocre life. And you're really here to live the extraordinary life that you are meant for. And that's what I want for you. And I know that when you adopt these habits, that is what will happen. So let me go over the six things that I talked about today. Number one is setting aside time for deep work every single day. Number two is implementing an end of day deadline. Number three is getting rid of emails. Number four is segregating time as focus and distraction time. Number five is scheduling your days in advance. And number six is communicating your boundaries clearly. I'm so glad that you're here listening to this, and I would love to know what habits you are going to adopt from this. And if you have some tips for me on how you work productively and efficiently, I would love to hear them. You can drop me a DM at Milana Saranac and I will be checking it during my DM time, because yes, I do check my DMs, but during the allocated times. So I would love to hear that from you. And I really hope that these things help you to be more productive, to be more efficient, and to win back your time. Have an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've got a beautiful day ahead of you, or maybe even night if you're listening to this at night. And I will catch you in the next episode. Just real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, I would so appreciate it if you took a moment to just take a screenshot and tag me in your Instagram story at Milana Saranac. It really helps to get the message out there and it would mean the world to me. And until next time, remember, the biggest risk is living a safe life. It is time to play big. Your moment is now.